T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Oregon Ducks absolutely hammered Arizona on Saturday night. 34-6 the final score down in Autzen Stadium. And I know for a lot of people, the game was a little bit boring at times.
Was it?
Huh?
Boring if you don't like... really, really, really good college football. But if you do like average play, it was good.
Look, Oregon jumped on them early. I mean, when you have, what is it, the second play of the game, go 73 yards for a touchdown to Johnny Johnson.
God, it looked like Arizona didn't want to be there.
No, and they didn't. That's a bad Arizona football team. And what an amazing fall from grace that we've seen from Khalil Tate. My goodness, the guy was a Heisman Trophy candidate after his freshman year.
Motivation will do that to you.
And then he has a coaching change from Rich Rod to Kevin Sumlin, and he has just been average. I mean, actually less than average. He's getting benched by Gunnell,
yeah,
who's a redshirt freshman. I mean, it's just been a fall from grace that you just go, what has gone on with Arizona?
I think this
football
is more about what Oregon is and less about what the dysfunction of Arizona is.
Because
as a bad team overall, when you look at an organization and a program that's it's reeling and they're trying to figure it out. When you fire your coaches in the middle of the season, that's a give up moment for the whole entire team. It's a give up moment for the program. You could see it when you fire coaches, that doesn't look good. I know Washington State did that earlier this year too. That was kind of one of those, this is what you do when you watch things. You go, nobody does that. That's not what good teams do. Oregon is just so much more buttoned up and better, and physically they're playing better. And that was what you're supposed to do to a very, very bad team.
Well, and it was in all facets of the game. I mean, it was offense, defense, special teams. Defense does it again. And what an amazing run it has been for this Oregon defense in a conference that is known for offense. Let's be honest, the offense isn't as dominant in the conference or prevalent as it has in years past. Oregon's defense is being historically great. I mean, again, they hold another opponent without a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hold Arizona to 2 field goals, and this goes on the back of a streak where an opponent didn't score a touchdown for, 3 quarters or 13 quarters?
Well,
they're doing a good job
of embarrassing bad teams. You know, and when they play the good teams, they're doing their defense is so tough in the fourth quarter, and that's what you want. But versus bad teams, they just embarrass them.
And that may be the biggest difference of what we've seen from Oregon from week one against Auburn to where they're at now is, one, they've grown and they know how to win a tight game. Mm-hmm. They're confident in winning the tight game. And I'll go back to that game when we discussed this a few weeks ago, which is that Auburn game was Mario Cristobal pointing to his team and going, this is what you do to beat a team. You bloody them, you bludgeon them through the first 3 quarters, and by the fourth quarter, they don't want anymore. And we've seen that happen time and time again. But what a mark of other great SEC programs is that when you have an inferior opponent, you do not let them stick around, which is what you see in a bunch of conferences across the country. You see with Clemson does this out of the ACC, Ohio State does it in the Big Ten, but the big dogs in the SEC have historically done this, whether it's Bama, LSU, Auburn when they're up, or Georgia. It is they step on the throat of an inferior opponent, and that's what Oregon's done this year. They've played Washington State, and USC tight. The inferior opponents, though, it hasn't even been close.
Yeah, and it's another game where you get to watch Justin Herbert, 28 touchdowns, just 3 interceptions on the season. This entire Duck offense protects the football. They make smart decisions at the end of the game. They be able to control the ball by running it. But when this was a speed bump game, this is a great job to get healthy and continue your run. You're going to have another on-the-road game, and you're going to be back home to finish this off. But you've locked up the conference, and now you have to stay motivated.
Yeah, they are North champions. It seemed like there was a little bit more buzz in Autzen Stadium again. I mean, it was loud on TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the feeling was in the building itself. I know that we got a few texts during the post-game show that it was kind of a roller coaster a little bit. Like, it was just a weird kind of vibe, but you're starting to feel that energy come back when you have a team that's this good and playing this well. But if there's one thing that I may take out of it that might be a little bit concerning. So one is Arizona's pass rush is dreadful. 122nd in the league. Heading into last weekend, they had 10 sacks on the entire year. And this has kind of been something that we've seen from Oregon's offensive line, is that pressure has been there and Herbert has been uncomfortable. They got 3 sacks on Herbert and they had 10 all year. And this, the offensive line is allowing more pressure over the last handful of weeks and coming out of the bye, that seemed a little bit surprising to me. Is that something that should be of concern? Because Arizona's defense had been nowhere as far as getting to the quarterback in making it a pocket dirty. All season long, they were one of the worst pass rushing teams in the country.
No, it's 100% motivation. When you're playing a bad team, normally you're going to play down to anybody. Sometimes there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be hiccups. That's just part of what happens in these games.
Yeah, it just looked, and it has looked a little off, though, whether it was USC or Washington or Washington State, and now Arizona.
Yeah, but
kind of looked just a little off in the pass protection.
Yeah, but nobody's going to tell you that there's not holes on every team. There's always going to be little things you can work on. They're going to put it on film. They'll look at it. They'll address it. Different protections. Yeah. They might have been trying a few things differently to try to gauge it. This is part of that. When you're in a good game like that, and you're facing a really bad football team, you're going to try a few things. There are going to be things that you didn't practice during the week. Hey, let's call this play. We feel like we're so much better. We can work on a few more things. We can get a few more guys some reps. That's what you're going to do versus a very, very bad football team. That's what Arizona is.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the injury is to Micah Pittman officially as well. I have not seen, Buck, have you seen an update to the Micah Pittman injury? They said they're going to evaluate it and take a look at it.
Nothing new yet.
Mario Cristobal said he'll let us know, and we may hear something from him probably this afternoon, but nothing came out yesterday on the injury status of Micah Pittman, which, look, that looked like he broke his wrist there. I mean, you don't want to speculate, but the guy landed on his forearm and you saw his forearm bend underneath, and then he immediately was grabbing, not like where the wrist meets the hand, but like on his forearm immediately after that. That was not a pretty play. And, you know, that is concerning because he's been a spark. Yeah. He's been a big spark. But I think taking out that on the flip side, Juwan Johnson has 100% become a game-changing wide receiver.
Yep. He's replaced kind of what Jacob Breland was, that big go-to easy target for Justin to look for, and that's what you need. You need big targets.
And he is explosive. Buck and I talked about this in the post game that Juwan Johnson reminds you of what Jason Williams should have been. You know, Duck fans that are going to be out there that, not, I don't want to say what he should have been, what people expected Jason Williams to be when Jason Williams came in as one of the best receivers in the country. And, you know, he was just this big body physical freak that could get open. And you're starting to see why Juwan Johnson had the hype coming in and why he performed so well in the offseason and why everybody was so excited coming off that injury. But Oregon with a 34-6 convincing win. Defense is legit. It is for real. Arizona's very bad. And now Oregon is sitting there 9-1. They're in the conversation here for the college football playoff.
Yeah, certainly.
And they look the part. They look the part against the bad teams, which has not always been the case for Pac-12 teams. So Oregon cruises 34-6, while Utah cruised 49-3, and now you're setting up 2 games left for each school, respectively. Utah has Arizona this week, and then Colorado. Oregon has Arizona State on the road, which is a 4:30 kick right here on the Fan. They use their 6-day window, and then wrap it up with Oregon State, but Pac-12 North champions with a 34-6 win and heading down to Santa Clara.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.